بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله today we discuss from the beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى الأول and الآخر. الأول and آخر. Al-awwal means the true first, al-akhir, the absolute last. These two names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when we speak about al-awwal, then ulama explain and say al-awwal, the true first, al-akhir, the absolute last, means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala huwa al-mutaqaddimu lil-hawadith بِأَوْقَاتٍ لَا نِهَايَةَ لَهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is before even the creation, that there is no time to how much we can see Allah was before the creation, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything, that أَنْتَ الْأَوَّلْ فَلَيْسَ قَبْلَكَ شَيْءٍ وَأَنْتَ الْآخِرْ فَلَيْسَ بَعْدَكَ شَيْءٍ. Dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah, أَنْتَ الْأَوَّلْ, you are the true first, before which there isn't anything. You are the absolute last, after which there isn't anything. When we speak about first and last, this is in relation to insan and the creation. However, for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no such thing as first, last, middle, past, present or future. Everything is equal in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no first, there is no last. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that in those surahs that begin with Sabbaha yusabbihu, in one of these surahs there is an ayah. That ayah is equal to 100 or 1,000 verses in reward. One verse equal to 1,000 verses. And then ulama explain and say what is meant in that verse is in the 27th juz of the Quran in Surah Hadid, the ayat huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us to recite this before sleeping. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. It's an ayah in the beginning verses of Surah Al-Hadid in the 27th juz. Surah Hadid is after Surah Waqi'ah. After Surah Waqi'ah is Surah Hadid. Then we'll find this verse, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is the narrator. He says, if any person is experiencing any doubt and waswasa, then to combat that doubt and waswasa that he is feeling, he's encountering, he's been challenged with, then this is the remedy and this is the arrow or the shot against shaitan to recite this verse of the Quran, هو الأول والآخر. Why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if man has to think, then shaitan sometimes brings thoughts in the mind that who created you? We'll say Allah. Who created the sun? We'll say Allah. And who created this? We'll say Allah. Then shaitan will rationale with the man and ask him, everything thus far you have told me that there was a creator. So who created Allah? Na'udhu billah. Now when this thought has to come to mind, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your protection is not in giving him an answer, but to recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That's all. To say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Don't counter him with any answers or any proofs. Immediately recite ta'awudh and to recite huwa al-awwalu wal-akhiru wal-zahiru wal-batin. That Allah is the absolute, is the true first, the absolute last. Al-zahir, the apparent. Al-batin, the hidden. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our explanation. He's beyond our fathom. He's beyond our thoughts. So there's no need to furnish any proof or to even bring forward any proof in this to substantiate the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is one dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith appears in Tirmizi Sharif. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that whenever we are retiring to bed, whenever you go to bed, or you suddenly wake up in the night, then there is a dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person should recite, Allahumma rabba samawati wal ard. Allahumma rabba samawati wal ard. Rabbana wa rabba kulli shay. Faliq al habbi wal nawa. منزل التوراة والإنجيل والفرقان أعوذ بك من شر كل شيء أنت آخذ بناصيته أنت الأول فليس قبلك شيء وأنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء وأنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء اقضي عني الدين وأغنني من الفقر. These du'as, everything is been recorded. Sometimes the du'as a little bit lengthy. If we request the CD, then we'll get the du'a. If a person recites this, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explain and say that the benefit of this du'a is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill the debts of a person and make sure such a person who is punctual with the recitation of this du'a be blessed with sufficiency throughout his life. This is physical, his rozi that he requires, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that there is always sufficient in such a person's house because of him reciting this du'a. And in this du'a is the word, is the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are discussing. Antal awwal falisa qablaka shay wa antal akhir falisa ba'daka shay, till the end of the du'a. So those are the two beautiful names, Al-Awwal, Al-Akhir. Ulama explain and say that if a person wants to remove every love besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from his heart and only infuse within himself the true love and the genuine love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he should constantly recite Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir, wa anta al-awwal wa anta al-akhir. Or to continuously recite Al-Awwal Al-Akhir. These two names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Through the barakah of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with His true love and mahabba, insha'Allah. So that is Al-Awwal and Al-Akhir. And the reason why we are sitting in this program and learning these or listening to the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is to bring the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our hearts. This is one one secret ingredient. If you bring the mahabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our hearts, then everything becomes easy after that. We hear always our mashayikh speaking about the mahabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The next two names, it's a very short discussion. Al-Zahir and Al-Batin, because it's included in the above two. Al-Zahir is the apparent, Al-Batin is the hidden. When we say that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Al-Zahir, Al-Zahir means Al-Zahiru bi-hujajihi al-bahira wa barahinihi al-nayira. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is visible not to the naked eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is apparent and visible in His greatness and in the qudrat, in the signs of His creation that we see around us. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything we look around, we see the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's how we will recognize the greatness of Allah. That is al-zahir. When we see al-batin, al-batin means the hidden. Then Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, هُوَ الَّذِي لَا يُحَسُّ وَلَا يُدْرَكُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be fathomed, we cannot perceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is beyond us. So that's al-batin, hidden from the naked eye, beyond our intelligence, that is al-batin. Now the lesson for us in al-zahir and al-batin is that both these names are attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-zahir, the apparent, and al-batin, the hidden. The lesson for us as insan and the creation and the makhluk of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that we need to bring perfection in our zahir and in our batin. That yes, we have to make an effort on the zahir. That yes, one is we dress according to the sunnah and everything outer is according to the Quran and hadith. An equal amount of effort has to be made on the batin also. That the person's inner self should be according to the hadith and to the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. That we need to bring the beautiful qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us, grant us His mahabbah and His true love inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka.